Dwight Phillips of the USA, the four-time world long jump champion, the champion from Daegu 2 years ago, booked yourself a place in another final, but unfortunately out after three rounds, a best effort of 7.88 meters. Your thoughts on the whole world championship experience you've just gone through?
It's been a great championships. Nobody really expected me to make the finals. Last year I came off of, well, this year I'm coming off an Achilles rupture from last year. So it's been very difficult trying to find my form. But it's been fun. It's definitely my last competition. And it's great to see that, you know, the event is in great hands. We get scrutinized a lot about our distances. So I'm glad Alexander Minkoff was able to jump 850 in the 850s. So it's safe to say that the event is in safe hands. And I know the youngsters, they'll jump far.
Before we look back, if this is your last competition, before we look back on your exceptional career, just tell us, how did you manage to get yourself into the final, given the injury and adversity that you've gone through leading up to Moscow 2030?
Well, I think I allowed myself to fight into the finals. I'm a fighter. I'm relentless and I'm fearless. I'm not afraid to win and I'm not afraid to lose. And I think that's what made great champions. And I just want to come out here and represent my country to the best of my ability. This is my seventh finals at a world championship. So I'm just happy and grateful that the sport has been so good to me. And I'm going to continue to support the sport and, you know, maybe even help some of these guys with some advice in the long jump in the future.
Well, you've got plenty of that to pass on. Four long jump world titles in the world championships, an Olympic champion as well. Of all your global accomplishments, which one of them means the most to you?
Well, I think probably my first world indoor championships, because I have five titles, including the world indoor. At that point, I had always been second in the NCAAs and through the college U.S. system. I never won in high school, so that day I taught myself how to win, and you know, I did it for almost a decade. So it's been great.
You most certainly did. Now, what is the most important quality that you possessed during that decade-long runner at the top of world long jumping? Is it your innate speed? Is it your technique? Is it your desire, your determination? What is the most positive quality you possess that kept you at the top for so long?
Well, I'm a eternal optimist. Whether things are going good or not so good, I always feel like I have the ability to come out and win. And I'm very determined. I sacrifice tremendously with everything I do. I sacrifice during training. And I train like there is no tomorrow. And I think those features have allowed me to be in this sport for a very long time.
You said that you may stay in the sport as a mentor, as an advisor to the younger athletes coming up. What does the future hold for you on a personal basis? How will you spend your day-to-day existence now that you no longer have the routine of training and peaking for competitions? How will you spend your time?
Well, most definitely, I plan on working within the TV. I own a production company as well, and I want to do a lot of documentaries, commercials, maybe for the IWF and USA Track and Field, and just enlighten all the youngsters about all the great legends that come before us, because I think it's very important for us to understand the history of our sport. And a lot of the youngsters really don't know about the history. So that's something I want to kind of like pursue, and hopefully it works out well.
Well, listen, we wish you all the best of that. You are an integral part of that long jump history. Congratulations on booking yourself in another final on pure heart and fight alone. And it's been a pleasure to watch you compete over the years.
Thank you very much.